All right, back now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And, Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on another conference win.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, that was a things got interesting in the third period, but it was a good win for the boys.
All right, I don't know what you're talking about because I'm looking at the write-up in the Salem News. It looks like it was you had a pretty strong first two periods. What happened in that third?
Yeah, so we actually built the 5-0 lead in the game, and then I think we got a little bit complacent after two and got lazy, and some bad habits creeped in and stuff that we kind of talked about in between periods on trying to prevent from happening. MC came out early, scored to make it 5-1. Shortly after that, scored again to make it 5-2. And then our goaltender had to make some really important saves in the game to keep MC at bay at that point. We were kind of back on our heels. And then we ended up getting the sixth goal to make it 6-2, and that kind of took some of the pressure off. But If MC got that third goal and made it a two-goal game with 10 minutes to go in the period, you just never know what could happen.
Well, I know that complacency is a four-letter word in your lexicon, and you know, your kids have talked about the anti-complacency setting. At this time of year, Coach, you know, you've got a lot of tricks in the bag, of course, with your experience, but a lot of your kids have heard it all before. So what do you do to lower the hammer or say, let's get refocused? What are some of the things in your tool bag that you can work with the kids? Because obviously they're intelligent, they're great student athletes, and when you play certain opponents, you get a 5-goal lead, you might have a little letdown.
Yeah, you know, truthfully, sometimes losing or you know, allowing a team to claw back into a game after having those talks makes kids realize that, you know, you actually can blow that lead or, you know, lose in a certain situation. So I think it was kind of beneficial last night in the long run because we saw what happens, you know, when you get a little bit lazy and when you start kind of thinking offense first and not paying attention to the details. So really the best way to teach it is be victim of it. And I think after the game last night, everybody kind of knew, like, wow, okay, we've got to sharpen things up because down the road that could cost us our season.
Well, there comes a point, too, when win or lose, even in a win, you've got some things, okay, this is what we need to talk about, men. Now let's take a look at this, and you can point out certain. How do you do that, Coach? Do you do it in generally? I mean, it's not like football where you can sit down and go over the film with your students. How do you make correct things on the ice, you know, just with a day or two between games?
Yeah, so obviously we do utilize video. We use huddle. It, you know, breaks the game down into segments. And so we do use video teaching. You know, but you do have limited time in between games compared to, say, football, where you have a week between games. And your opponents are changing as well. So you just do your best to incorporate a few different things every practice and really just kind of focus on us. You know, it's really, you know, what we do on the ice, we dictate the play. You know, we feel that we're the best team. So, you know, our goal is to let teams adapt to us.
Sounds like I'm talking to Brian St. Pierre all over again. This is I get that.
Yeah, you know, and that's obviously we're ranked number one in the power seedings and we're the defending state champions. So, you know, you kind of just develop a mindset that teams are going to come in and let them try to beat us and we're going to do what we do. So, not that we don't prepare for everybody and maybe a little bit differently in some of what their strengths and weaknesses are, but our main focus is on us playing our best game.
Christian, if you would, please, tell me a little bit about the good news last night. What are some of the positive plays you got?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we got balanced scoring. You know, I think we had six different goal scorers last night, which has kind of been a consistent theme with us. So, you know, that's something that makes us a dangerous team, I think, because you can't really key on one guy to slow us down. You know, a lot of different guys are jumping in the lineup and helping out. And the sixth goal last night was scored by our fourth line, and it ended up being a really important goal and kind of ended MC's chances of coming back. So, I mean, everybody's contributing, and you know, that's what's kind of leading to our success right now.
The chemistry of the team sounds good. As I mentioned before, Jake Vanna was praising the fourth line of you as you have, by being able to play so many people, I think that has to help the kids sort of work together as well. And sometimes do kids end up? Is there ever an occasion when one kid will end up on the ice with maybe not out of position, but without his line mates because of whatever?
Yeah, I mean, that'll happen in the game, right? So somebody will have an opportunity to change up sooner than later. And, They're out with different kids, but with our lines have stayed pretty consistent all year.
Mm-hmm.
They have good chemistry. A lot of these kids played together last year, so I think you saw it last night on our second goal. The puck movement by Blazer to Ayers over to Ben Sicklin for the goal. just really smooth, nice passing, and you know you can tell they have chemistry.
Oh, I like the pride in your voice, Coach. You have a tough schedule still remaining. It looks pretty interesting to me. You've got, I think, three other schools in the top 11 or so in Division I that you still have to play. And it's getting toward the stretch run now. So what is the – I know you mentioned, you know, you focus on yourselves. In terms of I don't want to say game plan, but in terms of your notebook here, when you put practices together, is there any change at this point in what you do in routine?
I mean, honestly, not really at this point in the year. You know, we try to fine-tune things like 6-on-5 for when we pull the goalie, our power play, our penalty kill, because a lot of times when you get into a big game and it comes down to one goal, those are the things that win and lose games. So I guess we may focus more on special teams,
mm-hmm.
special situations. Overtime, you know, we may practice 4-on-4 more, because if you make it to the tournament, you're going to play a 4-on-4 overtime. So we just try to prepare for the kind of unique situations that might come up in a game.
Sounds cool. All right, next two games, if you could, please. You got Xaverian coming up on Saturday, and then you're back home against Fion.
So we actually have a makeup game in between. So we play.
Ooh.
We're at Xaverian Saturday at the Canton Ice House Saturday
yep.
night, which
mm-hmm.
would be a really difficult game against a very good team. And then we have to come back Monday and play Catholic Memorial.
Whoa.
That actually got moved to February 13th.
Okay, all right.
To make a date on that. So
I got it.
Thinking about our two conference games. So those
okay.
are our last conference games.
I see, yep. All right, so Xaverian. So what do you see from Xaverian? Tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the team that we got matched up in the championship game last year. So they're a younger team this year. We played them at Essex a few weeks back. We built the 3-1 lead after two and got a fourth goal in the third period on a nice play by Rosa. You know, but that was a game that was 1-1 for a while. We got some good goaltending and ended up scoring after Xaverian had taken the lead. They had gotten a power play and Cole Blazer got a breakaway goal that tied to that one. So, I mean, they're going to be a real tough opponent on the road Saturday night. They'll have a good crowd there, so it's going to be a tough game.
All right, and that is 5-10. Where the heck is Canton? Where is that?
Yeah, it's going to be the Canton Ice House.
Where's the Canton House? Where is it?
Canton is, it's out by, in the direction of, like, Vigona Foxborough, out that way.
Okay. All right. So that's coming up. That's the next game for St. John's Prep. Coach, anything else as you end up, the last quarter of the season here? Maybe a quick report card on your team, because you seem very proud of how they've done so far.
Obviously, we've done well to earn the number one ranking, but the last thing we want to do is be satisfied with where we're at, so we just need to continue to get better.
Yes, sir. All right, Coach, thank you very much. We'll talk again soon. Good luck this weekend.
Rick, thank you.
Thank you, Christian. Take care. Bye-bye.